Hello and welcome to the In for a Penny podcast. I'm Mark Schoffman, a freelance personal finance journalist, and I'm joined by my financial planner friend Joshua Gerstler, who runs an advisory business called The Orchard Practice.
Hello.
If you'd like to know a little bit more about us, you can check me out at www.cavendishcontent.com and Josh at www.topfs.co.uk.
Each episode, we aim to give our perspective on the world of finance and money, and discuss some of the issues that crop up in business as well as everyday life. We hope that you'll learn something from our podcast as well as have some fun too.
So here we are on Zoom again, in each other's ears, in people's ears. And your sound has gone. Oh, no. We've been trying to set up this Zoom podcast call for half an hour now. Josh is pointing at his ears. He's perplexed. I don't know if this is what the nation is now dealing with home working and socializing.
You know you've just been talking?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear well of that because my...
Yeah, I know, you were pointing at your ears. Yeah.
So I don't know what we're talking about. But hi.
Hi.
Welcome to The Racist.
I was talking about, I think this must be what every employee and business person is going through now, having to do these Zoom conference calls, and you've got to open up Zoom, get the meeting ID, your password, and then make sure the sound is working, decide if you're going to show a video.
Position. Yeah, we're doing them with clients.
Yeah? What's the worst position you've seen a video screen in?
The worst position?
Well, like yours right
now.
The
one now when I'm looking at your face.
That's nice. Yours right now is quite low. I can see right up your torso.
And like, up my torso.
Well, it's just like I'm looking right up at you. It's like you're above me.
You're used to that.
I can almost see up your nose. And a lot of people seem to have it right under their nostrils.
Yeah, I have it. I have a better camera. You're on my phone.
Yeah.
I do have one that plugs in to my computer for my meetings with clients.
Yeah.
And I have a nice background behind me when I've got a client meeting.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been having bookshelves behind. That's a big thing, isn't it? To show how well read you are. And I noticed behind you there are just some pillows, a spare bed. You must be in a spare room.
Yeah.
So there's no books in there.
No, but I have a virtual background when I have a client meeting. So it's either got like the Orchard Practice logo or something else. You can put anything you want. You could have a picture of your face. You could have the Emirates Stadium. You could do what you want.
How'd you do that?
Just in Zoom. If you are next to your video, click virtual background. It's much more professional, I find, when you're in a meeting with a client than showing them your bedroom.
But then if someone walks into the room behind you, you'll still see someone. If like one of your boys came in, would you still see them?
Depends how... No, not if they're far back enough. It doesn't appear. It's very clever.
So how is life...
Talk about...
I don't know. How is life... Tell me how life is on lockdowns, because obviously you can't get a haircut, and I can see your hair's getting a bit long, as is mine.
I was supposed to have it cut tonight, actually.
Yeah? Who was going
to
do that?
I was supposed to. I had an appointment to get it cut tonight.
Where do you usually get your haircut?
I go to Hair on Broadway in Elstree at the Village Hotel. Young man called Ben Roberts, very nice, cuts my hair.
You must be doing well.
Do you know why I do that?
Because you're made of money.
No, it's not that. As I just hold on a minute, I've just got some notes falling out of my pocket. Because I don't have the patience to turn up at the barber and wait for five people in front of me to get their hair cut.
Yeah.
Time is money. Time is precious.
Yeah.
And I would rather pay a little bit more and know that I'm going to go to someone at a set time and get it sorted.
But where do you
go there? Where did you get your haircut?
Well, I go to a nice Turkish place on Borehamwood High Street where...
I can see you go to Divan Restaurant by the look of it.
Yeah, not the... but now we're contemplating my wife having to shave my neck. It's getting a bit...
You said this on the last episode about your shaved neck, because that amused me.
Well, if you feel the back of your neck now, is it not... Are you not getting a bit of hair there?
A little bit. It feels nice.
Does it?
Yeah, turn around. Bloody hell, Mark.
What, you didn't
what
even
is that, a gorilla on your back?
Yeah, well, that's where it stops, I'll have you know. It doesn't go all down my back.
Goatee?
No, it's all there. Look. Oh, yeah. This is a weird phone call. Okay.
Well, you'll pick your edit out of the boring bits.
So there'll be nothing left.
Now we've started. So what are you missing?
What am I missing?
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, playing or watching?
Watching, I think. I think it's just the escapism of just being able to go. And I think people who don't really like...
to just disappear for about 4 hours, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Get away from a family. But just to be able to be in the stadium and have all the atmosphere.
The smell.
The smells. The beer. The lads. That sort of... Lads. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay. So those of our followers that are on Twitter, or shall we rephrase that, those of our listeners that follow us on Twitter,
yeah,
will notice that I retweeted something you're in. You couldn't record a podcast the other day because you were... Why didn't you tell us what you were doing?
I was on Sunday.
Don't start quoting days at me. Tell the listeners what you were doing.
You wanted to record a podcast on which day?
I just want to hear what you were doing.
On the weekend, my family and I, after a week or so on lockdown, decided to make music videos on the weekend. Yeah. When we don't ever...
No, but go on, tell people about it.
So we have a Wii console where there's a game called Wii Dance, and it plays songs and tells you the dance actions, and you just copy. So we dressed up in our wedding outfits. Do you still fit in your wedding dress?
It's a bit tight actually on the backside.
Yeah. So we dressed up in ours, and we did a dance routine to Katy Perry's Hot and Cold.
Yeah, it was interesting, some might say.
That's just not sometimes it's nice to let yourself go.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's nice that you did something different, you had a bit of fun. So as much as I'm taking the mic, and yeah, I wouldn't ever do that, it's nice to do these things. It's good for the kids.
So it's happy memories of lockdown, so you know.
Exactly.
When they look back in 50 years' time, and I'll be 87 and who knows where I'll be. I'll be like, Dad, do you remember when we danced to Hot and Cold? And I'll be like, no, I don't remember what day it is.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Do you? I've got a song in my head for the last week or so. Have you had any songs stuck in your head?
No.
I've got that blue song in my head and there's one line, got the city on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know
they sent out a good tweet about that saying that they thought they were the only ones who could put the city on lockdown.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. What are you missing?
I am missing freedom.
Freedom. So have you been doing any schoolwork with the kids?
No, I've been upstairs working. Steph's been downstairs doing the schoolwork.
It's like you should try some of the maths they make them learn. It's ridiculous the way they teach maths nowadays. As a financial advisor,
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see what you think. Like, you know, when we did addition and subtraction, and you'd...
Yeah, when we had abacus.
An abacus. And you had the sums and you put the numbers on top of each other. And you'd like...
Yeah.
They don't do any of that. It's all... You add the tens and the ones. You separate it all.
I think that's actually a very Asian or maybe Chinese way of doing it. And I think historically, and hopefully this isn't sort of a racist generalization, but Asian people have been very strong at maths because of the way they teach it in schools. So maybe that's why they're doing it now.
Maybe. We also have been helped during lockdown by Disney Plus, which is...
Oh, you signed up?
Yeah, we signed up to the Disney streaming service. And the kids have been watching a Disney film on a daily basis, but not just the new ones. We've been introducing them to some classics.
Go on.
I'm going to throw some classic films out there and see if you watch them as a child. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Classic. My favourite bit when they're in the grass and there's an ant, which is like 100 times bigger than them.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought my girls would be scared of that, but they weren't. They were just very blasé. They thought, oh, well, it's a big ant. they're small people. Yeah. No, that's the only one we've done so far, but there are a lot of classics on there. We'll come back to you.
You know what? This is, I mean, that was great, Mark. Thank you.
No, okay, I'm going to hold on.
I got my kids into a few classics recently over the last few months. Yep. Got them watching the original Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah? How are they finding that? Yeah, yeah.
Robin Hood and Little John are running through the forest. Yeah, that was a classic. They've watched The Sword in the Stone.
Oh, yeah? Classic.
I mean, different. I've got four boys, so we're probably watching different ones to you.
Yeah.
What else have we had them watching? Mary Poppins. I don't know if that's Disney.
Oh, yeah. No, Mary Poppins is on there. They're big fans of Disney.
Yeah, so they've had some. We've had some good ones in the Gessler house.
And also on Disney Plus, because as you may know, Disney owns Marvel now. So I've been watching some of the Marvel films. Are you a fan of Marvel?
You know what? I am. I never used to be into that sort of sci-fi action, superhero stuff, but I really like them. They're really good films.
So, because it's kind of like, it's a bit of a comic book geekiness, but it's respectable because it's
multi-billion films. Pounds.
Yeah. There's a big debate about the order in which you should watch the Marvel films, because they do technically all link up together. And there's some disagreement about whether you watch it from Iron Man, which was the first to be released in the series.
Or do you watch it in release date or chronological?
Exactly. Because if you were going to go in chronological order, do you know what film you'd have to start with?
I don't. I'm going to go for that Wolverine guy.
No.
No, okay, there you go.
I thought you were a Marvel fan. You have to start with Captain America.
No, I don't know the difference between the Marvel ones and the, what's the other one? DC ones.
Oh, my goodness. Why are we even having this chat? Why are we even friends?
I'm going to ask myself that every time.
Well, DC is like Batman and Superman. Marvel is Iron Man, like X-Men.
So what's it? Okay, yeah. I get confused with it all, X-Men and Iron Man. But they're good films. I think I'm up to date.
So you've watched them
all? I think so.
Yeah.
Whenever they pop up on my Sky Cinema, I watch them or record them.
Yeah.
You know, there was a film, Deadpool.
Oh yeah, I like Deadpool. Yeah.
So I remember when it came out a couple of years ago, going to my office said, "I'm going to a film tonight." I think she came with her boyfriend or something. I said, "Oh yeah, what are you seeing?" Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I thought that sounds exciting. What's that? But the action hero goes and changes his name.
Very good. What did she think about it when? It probably wasn't what she was expecting.
Wasn't what she was expecting. No, she turned up at the registry office. It was all confusing. I think she enjoyed it. But ones like that, Deadpool, Ant-Man, they're quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to know another interesting Disney Plus Marvel fact?
Another interesting Marvel fact.
Yeah.
When you say another, I'd like an interesting Marvel fact.
I thought my one about the Order was interesting. The Hulk film is part of the Marvel storyboard, but it's not available on Disney Plus. Do you know why?
Because Hulk stole it.
No, because it because Sony have the main rights to it. So there's some sort of
someone's intellectual contract.
Yeah, property disagreement.
Heads will roll, Mark.
Heads will roll. So.
What are your thoughts on all these streaming services? We've got Sky.
Yeah.
We've got Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
We've got Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. I haven't got the Disney one, but it's like you could spend more money than before on all this stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone needs Sky now, personally, or Virgin when you have Netflix and Prime.
You don't really need it. No. I mean, I've only mainly got it from the sports, but the kids like it. They watch stuff.
If there's no sports now.
No, I don't even watch sports.
I don't have any sports.
I don't even get to watch it anyway when I do get it. Too busy with the kids.
Yeah. You should cancel it.
Should do. I just signed up, but I should do.
Okay. How are they making you pay for sport? What are they showing on Sky Sports now?
I don't know. I don't get a chance to watch it. I think they're showing classic. I saw something that ITV4.
Yeah,
showing the whole of Euro 96 again. I think one of the 31 matches in full.
That's quite exciting. I'd like to watch.
It is when you think about it, but would you actually want to watch?
I think I'd watch England v Scotland again. Do you remember when you were where you were when you watched that? When Gazza scored?
I was on my couch at home.
Were you?
When he did that thing when he chipped it over the player's head.
Yeah. That's like a key moment of our youth. And when we beat Holland, do you remember where you were?
What a game. Probably at home. I think I was watching them at home with my dad. It's only 13.
Yeah,
Were you in the pub?
I was watching it with friends. I think I went to my friend Luke's house to watch England v Scotland. And I remember when we played football in the garden at half time. And then I think we were on a school trip to Wales or somewhere when it was England v Holland. And we got to watch. I may have even had Shandy. I may have just made it up.
Head down, didn't you?
Yeah.
You could have made up a better story than that. And thanks for insulting my social life.
You were 13. Well, I'm glad you got to sit and spend time with your dad. That's very important.
Yeah, it was good.
When you're 13. Good. And at any age.
Yeah. What else are they showing? They're showing classic FA Cup games. I think there's a lot of stuff on. I've recorded the Maradona documentary to watch when you get a chance.
That looks good.
I'll watch the first 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. If I had time in my life, I wouldn't be recording a podcast with you at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, it would have been earlier if you'd sorted your microphone out.
Here we go. Giving it the large. Mr. I'm...
No, the sound's gone. The sound. I can't hear you. Now we see. And Josh, the sound has gone now. And Josh is pointing at me. I can't hear him. This podcast is taking forever to record. He's just twiddling with some knobs. I mean, the computer.
What happened there?
Scratching his beard. I don't know. You disappeared. I just said you were twiddling with some knobs.
And why have my earphones coming off? No. You're coming out the...
I think I must be coming out his computer now rather than his wireless.
Yeah, you are. You're coming out my phone, but not out my ears.
Coming out his phone, but not his ears. These Bluetooth headphones that he's probably bought these cheap somewhere in Camden Market. Thinking he'd picked up a bargain. I can hear little bits of what you say, and now you're gone. Now I can just see your name on the screen. I now have to fill time. Oh, I can't see your face. I can just hear you. Oh, and now you're back.
I don't know why you're not in my ears.
Your fingers rubbing my screen. There they are again. Very well manicured as well. Oh, now I'm tilted. Very good. Do you file your nails? Tell me about your nail maintenance policy.
Tell you in a minute.
He's just concentrating. It's hard to see if he's frozen or if he's just keeping his face still. No, he's gone again. And now I have the microphone. Oh, he's back.
I don't manicure my nails.
No, they're in very good condition. You cut them. Yeah.
Do you not cut your nails?
I don't know. I think my anxiety sorts that out.
You bite them?
Pick, bite, fiddle.
I used to pick them and then my wife bought me a lovely thing with the nail clippers in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Best present I've ever had.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we were talking about. I mean, this is In For A Penny podcast. We have not talked about finance once, but that's fine.
Yeah? Okay. Do you want to talk about finance? It is the end of a tax year.
Not really. I'm just enjoying talking about rubbish.
Okay.
We'll put it out there, but no one will listen. But you know what? I'm having fun, Mark.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, sorry, you're not.
I am having fun, but... Does it feel weird now to be in a kind of what is usually a busy period and we can't really do much? Are you finding it harder to work? To do your work?
No, I'm finding it harder in terms of communicating with the team. Everything's taking a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because whereas normally I'm sitting next to people or across the office from people, we just talk as we go.
Yeah.
You've got to make a conscious effort to call. To discuss things, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah. Do you use Slack?
No, we're using Zoom for meetings with clients and Microsoft Teams to chat and call internally. But in terms of busyness, we're still doing all the usual year-end stuff.
Yeah.
Last-minute ISA top-ups and pension top-ups. Luckily, most of our clients do it during the year when we have our planning meetings,
yeah.
But there are a few who leave it to the last minute.
What's the latest you've ever had a ISA request?
I've had requests in the last week or two of April, or the first week of April from new clients. Can you set me up an ISA? And I won't do it. Not if it's a new client who I know nothing about. I'm not just going to go set up an ISA from that's not the service we provide. We provide proper planning. So I'm not just going to set up an ISA for someone.
But can you not have the services where it's a bed and ISA, so they just have it in cash initially, but they've at least used that allowance?
Then they can set up a cash ISA and come and see me properly when the year starts.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because then we can always transfer it in from a cash ISA. But it's not, we're not a transactional business where we say, right, can you do this, set this up for me, set that for me. It's about the bigger picture financial planning.
Hmm. So it doesn't, because I think when you talk about the tax deadline, I sometimes think of the transfer deadline window for the football season, and everyone's in a rush to get their deals over the line, and you see...
We sit in suits in our yellow ties in the office, and I go, oh, hang on a minute, we're just going now to Mark in Boreham Wood. Yeah, Mark in Boreham Wood, he is talking about making an ISA contribution. Yes, he has. He has paid £20,000 into his ISA, Mark Shoffman.
I don't know. You do get a bit of a sense of that excitement from some of the banks and DIY investment platforms who are emailing Anton Sinkov on a daily basis, saying transfer deadline window, X number of days to use your allowance, everyone's in a rush to get, time is running out, their deal's over the line, and you see...
We sit in suits in our yellow ties in the office, and I go, I'll send a minute, we're just going now to Mark in Boreham Wood. Yeah, Mark in Boreham Wood, he's talking about making an ISA contribution. Yes, he has. He has paid £20,000 into his ISA.
It's not the same.
Mark Shoffman, pitch. You either do proper sensible financial planning or you don't.
So when would be the latest you'd actually set up an ISA?
Setting up is different. So if for an existing client, if you said, right, I still need to put money into my ISA. We'd do it for you on the last day of the tax year if needs be. If you've left it that late, it wouldn't be us leaving it that late.
What if I called you at 10 to midnight on April the 4th, 5th?
You'd go straight to my voicemail. I turn my phone off when I go to bed. Do you leave your phone on all night?
No, well, it's on silent.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know why it's on. It's just so that when a child's calls out and says, I need a wee, or I want to get up, I can look at my phone and say, it's 5 in the morning, go back to bed, or go and do your wee and don't disturb me. You're 16
I've got a
years old.
Bedside clock that does that.
Your bedside clock shouts out to your children. That's amazing. Are you drinking beer?
Mint tea.
Very nice.
Rock and roll.
Watched
a good film the other night.
What's that?
Rocket Man, Elton John. Have you seen it?
It's sad. He's had a sad life, Elton, hasn't he?
Yeah, really tough. It wasn't no love. No. But it was a really enjoyable watch.
Yeah.
Supposed to be going to his concert in November.
Do you think you'll make it?
That's whether he'll make it.
Where is it?
Somewhere in London.
Very nice. Who are you taking?
I'm going with Mrs. G. And I think it's two other couples, and there's six of us going. We booked it about 2 years ago. We're out for dinner, and for some reason, we decided to book Elton John tickets. No one knows any of his songs.
You just got drunk and a bit crazy.
A little bit like that.
You thought, it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Oh, very good.
Have you seen Yesterday?
When's it on? Tomorrow?
No, it's not.
Yesterday?
It was, yeah, as in the Beatles song, but it's a song about a man who's in an accident, and he wakes up in a world where they've never heard of the Beatles, and he releases all the Beatles songs.
I haven't seen that.
It's very nice. It's a nice feel-good film.
Yeah, okay. I'll look out for it.
So back to Ataxia briefly. I reckon we should...
Oh, you're boring talking about money.
We should dip into money occasionally for a personal finance podcast. How is it more important at the start of a new tax year to get people on board so that they can be investing throughout the season, throughout the period?
Yeah, I prefer it when... So you've got your £20,000 ISA allowance. We'll talk about ISA because that's what we mentioned before.
Yeah.
I would prefer if someone set up a monthly contribution of £1,666.67 into their ISA than just at some point during the year said, right, I want to put £20,000 in. I think getting in that habit of regular disciplined savings is a great place to be rather than ad hoc lump sums.
But is it more hassle? Does it create more admin for you if someone at the last minute says, I want to put £20,000 in?
Then what? Compared to what?
Compared to if they already had a direct debit set up, or if they were doing it even just more regularly in small sums.
Well, the more contributions, ad hoc contributions people make, the more admin there is, because we are advisors, planners. It's not like a DIY website. We have to write a suitability report why it's the right thing to do every time client puts ad hoc amounts in.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah. But if it was a direct debit, you wouldn't have to do that. If it was a standing.
But that's not the reason I'm saying I prefer it, though.
Yeah.
I just think it's good to be in that habit of automatic savings.
It is good, because then you sort of forget about it.
It just becomes a norm, doesn't it?
Becomes a norm.
And then you don't suddenly start thinking tax year end becomes irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's just an ongoing wealth accumulation. Speaking of wealth accumulation, really reading a really good book at the moment.
Okay.
Nick Murray, Simple Wealth, Inevitable Wealth.
Simple Wealth, Inevitable Wealth.
Yeah, get your hands on that. I'm only sort of in the first or second chapter, but really good. Really explains it in very simple terms so far about how equities are the best way to grow your wealth over the long term.
Interesting.
Yeah, get it. Or if you want to wait for me to finish it, you can borrow mine.
Maybe, but you'd have to decontaminate it, wash it in Dettol, give it to me in gloves. And then, have you heard this thing where people are saying you have to, when you receive an item, you're supposed to leave it for 72 hours now?
When you receive an item?
So like if you've had a food delivery, people are saying you shouldn't touch it for 72 hours or something because it could be contaminated. So you've got to give time for the bacteria, the virus.
No, I haven't heard that. You know what? I'm not even watching the news.
No, I've stopped watching. Well, I work in the news, but yeah.
Never watch it anyway.
It doesn't feel very good for your mental health, all this everyday.
Negative events, world service.
Yes. Although it is important to have the news out there so that people know what's going on. But yeah, I think it was 24-hour news.
I read paper in the morning. Get the Times delivered.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did you see I was on the front of the Times? Like, oh, you did, because you gave me a copy of it.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. That was weird.
It's a shame you didn't write it.
No, I know. I didn't think I was going to... I didn't really
know. Why didn't you tell our listeners about that? Because that's...
Because the government effectively put the property market on lockdown last week.
Had the city on lockdown.
Because they said... most businesses had to close and people couldn't really go and do non-essential travel. So that means if you were moving house, you couldn't really use removal companies. Valuers, surveyors couldn't go and look at properties. So I was due to exchange on a property on Tuesday, which was the day after Boris Johnson decided that everything was going to lock down. And our buyer's buyer decided that they no longer wanted to proceed with the purchase because they were going into hospital for surgery. I'm a bit unsure why they didn't already know they were going for surgery, but also they were worried that they were going to catch coronavirus. So now essentially it's the sale of my dad's flat actually, but that will only proceed if they don't catch coronavirus, which hopefully they won't, but we just got to wait for the end of the pandemic, which is a bit stressful. But there's other people in...
It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I've had a few calls from clients in the last week or so about whether they should proceed with purchases.
Yeah.
So I've got one client who completed last Friday.
Right.
So what day is it today? We're recording. Is it a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday night.
Every day seems the same.
Yeah.
I've got a client who's completing tomorrow.
Wow.
I've got another one who is about to exchange. They're not sure what their solicitor has advised them against it. I've said, if you really want the property, then exchange and try and put a long completion date in.
Yeah.
So you can try and complete when everything is over. But at least you can secure the property.
Yeah, that seems sensible.
Had a meeting with clients earlier today, and they have had an offer accepted to buy somewhere, but they're not sure what to do in case prices crash.
Yeah.
And I said to them, well, look, if you are buying this property, it's your family home for the next 20, 30 years, which is what they are doing. Well, it shouldn't really make much of a difference if prices crash. If you exchange, so you've agreed, and then all the prices agreed, well, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. In the next 20, 30 years, if the price goes down by 20%, it doesn't really matter because it'll make it up over that time. And I had another client who, it was the same clients, and I said to him, if prices do crash before exchange, well, if prices go down 10%, well, then you'll get a bigger discount off the one you're buying than the one you're selling.
Yeah.
So just go for it.
But it's just, I guess, for the ones completing, I don't know how they would actually move in or move out of their place, because a lot of removal companies are worried.
Yeah,
it's hard for people. Yeah.
Yeah, very difficult. Very difficult. Interesting.
Yeah. But I don't know, I sort of, because there was talk about the markets being closed, so that, and companies are being told to stop paying dividends. And I think banks are being told to do it as well. And there's delays on annual reports. But you'd think, I don't know if there should be something on house prices where the government says we're going to freeze prices for this period. I don't know how you would do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's impossible because prices are negotiated individually between the buyer and seller. There's no input from the government, never any control.
Well, mate, so you can't do anything about it. We would have to, or I guess agents and have conveyancers have to try and make people not negotiate. Because if I was a mean buyer, I might say, now I'm going to drop the price. I'm going to drop my offer if we haven't exchanged yet.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Well, in Scotland, I think when you make an offer, it's legally binding.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be useful.
Yeah. So it's a bit different there.
Hmm. When do you think this will be over? Do you reckon you're going to go on a summer
holiday? I'm ready for bed.
This podcast. we'll finish the podcast. Do you reckon you'll get to go on a summer holiday this year?
Well, we're supposed to go away on Sunday.
Where are you going on Sunday?
This is
Israel.
We're supposed to go to Israel for two weeks.
I was going to LA on
Passover.
I guess that's what happening. I was supposed to go to LA this weekend. 3 days time. I'm really excited about it. We've got Disney t-shirts. I've got some dollars. I've got my Esther sorted out. Yeah.
Your Esther?
My visa waiver thing that you need to go to America.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
So what are you getting your money back on your
We've got a holiday booked for, should we keep talking over each other?
Yep.
I've got a holiday booked for August, end of August, so hopefully we'll be able to go on that one.
Yeah, we're supposed to go away at the start of August, hopefully that will happen. What about, tell me about your flights this weekend. Have you got the money back? What's happened there?
So a few weeks ago, or two weeks ago, it's British Airways, they said we can issue you a voucher.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. But I think they've now cancelled the flight. I'd rather have a refund.
Yeah.
So I've got to see if I can actually get a refund.
So the banks are being a bit prickly.
It's finding time to call the banks. Them up.
Yeah. The airlines are being a bit sneaky because you're supposed to be entitled to a refund if they cancel. But a lot of them, what they're doing is online, they're only giving you the option to get vouchers. And you have to ring up to assert your rights to a refund. And obviously, there's lots of people
That's
doing.
What I need to this. Do, yeah.
Yeah, it's long queues.
I think I get it, because if you think about it, these airlines are basically revenues going down to zero. So at least if there's they give you a voucher, they get to keep the cash.
Yeah.
From a business point of view, and they'll give you'll go away next year or whenever it may be. If they give all the money back, they're going to really be in trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't begrudge them that, but I will call up and ask for my refund.
Well, yeah, you've got...
I'm not a charity.
No, there's six of you flying.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
No. It is, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be able to afford a haircut at Tony and Guy. And that's how you end a podcast, by bringing it back to the beginning. Please remember, anything discussed in this programme should not be viewed as financial advice. But if you do need support, please contact me at Mark, M-A-R-C, at CavendishContent.com, or visit the Orchard Practice website at www.topfs.co.uk.
You can also find us on Twitter at InForAPennyPod1, at Mark Schoffman, and at Josh Gerstler. If you'd like to leave us feedback, there's a link in the show notes telling you how to do that. We really appreciate any comments you provide.
And do post any financial issues you'd like us to cover.
Thank you for being
In For A Penny.